As effective and necessary as differentiated instruction may be for increasing student learning, it will not take hold if leadership is not provided to direct implementation of the practice and its proven strategies.
We bring to bear all possible resources of the district when we're trying to support our teachers, because the most important thing they do is meeting the needs of our students. How could we not then invest in our teachers and our leaders?
We know they're making great gains. And how do they do that? We know one part is the leadership. What's the leadership doing in that building to make sure everyone's focused? We look at the teachers. What kind of strategies are they using to make sure the students are learning? What kind of parent involvement's in place?
Third in the series, this program is designed to help educational leaders start the process of differentiation within their schools. Featured are the experiences and testimonials of educators who are succeeding with differentiation. When starting, it is essential to first create a climate for differentiation, provide training and leadership, offer ongoing support, and then examine structures that work.
We've worked hard with our administrators in helping them to see the value of setting goals in their schools around student performance, and then working with their staffs and designing job-embedded professional development that's going to help to develop the skills so that we can meet those needs.
With the compelling need to increase student achievement, differentiating instruction in the classroom begins with leadership and implementation. To create a climate for differentiation is to assure the best chance that differentiated instruction will become a reality. The climate recognizes and nurtures the differences found in each learner, both student and adult. As students want to succeed but have differing needs, teachers likewise want to succeed but have differing needs. Undergirding the climate shift must be the ever-present element of safety, a factor present in differentiated classrooms.
The classroom has to be welcoming, safe. Kids have to feel willing that they can take a risk, that they can fail, it's going to be okay, that growth will be rewarded and is expected. Well, if that's going to work for differentiation in the classroom, to take that out a step, and that's what's going to have to happen in the school. In a school, for a school to be successful with differentiation, the teachers have to feel safe to take a risk and to try something new.
In a safe environment, teachers are open to new ideas that support differentiation.
I haven't had an extensive amount of formal training, but I've read a lot, I've watched other good educators, and I model and I listen. So I think that's, it's more hands-on sort of training.
Feeling safe and encouraged to take risks, educators are ready to engage in collaboration. As schools nurture a culture of collaboration, they are progressing toward differentiation.